Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 176. This is the weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. I'm excited to share my experiences with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity. And if nothing else, you know, maybe what not to do. What not to do. Maybe I will discover all of the steps, the footsteps that you should not be following in should not be following if you want to be successful in what my goal is. Regardless, in this episode, I am going to be talking about new podcast stuff. Not really. I'm going to be talking about in this episode new products that I'm going to be making in-house, instead of outsourcing, instead of drop shipping. I'm going to talk about the struggle to find a movie that I reviewed Monday. I had a hell of a time trying to find something to review for Monday. Also going to have some personal updates about working out, some favorite recipes of mine, organizing that I've been doing, and more, as well as I will be sharing something that I'm thankful for, as I do at the end of every episode. So my week, getting prepared, obviously, for upcoming live events, planning on doing more in-house, which I'll talk about that in a bit. As far as this show, could not decide what I wanted to do for Monday's review. I had noticed that The Flash had come out, which obviously that was the one I ended up reviewing. If you are subscribed to that podcast, the movie and TV show review podcast, because I had heard things, it was fun. I'm kind of tired of superhero movies, so don't review them as much as they come out. But I heard that was fun. And so when I saw that it had come out, that was initially what I was going to watch. And when I sat down Friday, I was just waiting. Usually the Monday review is usually saved for something that comes out the soonest, the most recent release of something, whether it's a TV show or a movie that I can watch and review. So it comes out. The episode actually gets released as soon as possible. So usually I wait till Friday when new movies hit streaming, which that one had hit a few days earlier. And when I went to start watching it, was not into it, was so annoyed by certain characters, and decided to watch something else. So then I went to watch the new Adam Sandler movie that's on Netflix called You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah, which I have enjoyed the Adam Sandler movies that have been on Netflix to a varying degree. I really do enjoy the murder mystery movies that he's done with Jennifer Aniston. This one seemed interesting. I thought I'd give it a shot, right? I'll give Adam Sandler a shot. And I started it, and it was just too much for teenagers for me. I was just, I'm not into this. This is way too cheesy. This is a kid's movie. I'm too old for this. I can't do this. So then I stopped watching that. And meanwhile, each time I'm changing the title and some of the notes. Like, I'm starting to take notes on all of these movies. So each time I change, I also have to redo my notes. Then I noticed, going through the different apps, that Vacation Friends 2 was out on Hulu. And that was a movie, I think the first one came out on Netflix, that I had reviewed and didn't really like. Didn't really like it. Probably my least favorite John Cena movie that I've been seen. Started to watch that, and during the opening of that, when they're in an airport, and John Cena and his wife or whatever call them over the PA system and do like we need to talk to blah 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 and blah 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 because they're sexual predators or whatever. I wasn't into it. All of the reasons I didn't like the first movie were instantly reminded in that first moment why I didn't like that movie. I don't like the characters. I don't think it's funny. People like it. I'm not one of those people. So I was like, I'm not going to watch Vacation 2. And after having seen You Were Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah and Vacation Friends 2, I was like, The Flash was way better than that. The things that were annoying in The Flash, his friends, the fact that Ben Affleck as Batman and Wonder Woman were in it, which I don't think she's a good actress either, were like, well, at least maybe they won't be a big part of it. I'll give it another shot. Watched The Flash, obviously, and actually did have a lot of fun watching it. So, but it was like, I was stressed out because there was like nothing new really that had come out that was big that I was interested in watching. And those were the only options. I guess I could have gone and just rented something over on iTunes or just purchased a new movie. But anyway, watch The Flash. It's been a while since I've struggled that hard to find a movie to review, and I needed to watch it because Friday is like kind of my cutoff for watching stuff for preparation, and Saturday is the day where I do all the other prep, like prepping scripts and artwork and show notes and all that kind of stuff. So thankfully I was able to get it done. I was up super late, ordered DoorDash, ordered McDonald's. Restaurants were closing as I was struggling to not only choose a movie to watch, but order something to eat because I hadn't eaten anything all day. So The Many Faces, things that I'm planning on doing in-house. Obviously, I paint in-house. I don't outsource my paintings, but I do outsource prints. I do like a drop ship type of a setup. And that's why I don't offer prints at my live events. And also, I've been wanting to offer stickers and things. So I purchased a printer. I think it's a Canon Pro 200 is what I got. Watched a bunch of reviews looking for something that was going to be able to handle what I want to do with it. Being able to print my own stickers. Being able to print my own prints. High quality prints. As well as potentially heat transfer shirts. I might do that as well. So I'm excited that printers will have shown up by the time this episode comes out. But I'm excited to be finally offering those things directly. I don't have to worry about drop shipping and all that kind of stuff, which hopefully will help bring costs down, but also will allow me to bring these things to live shows so I don't have to order, because if not, I would have had to order like bulk. I don't want to order bulk because I don't want to have to have that much inventory on stuff. Like I done that with shirts, which I still have a bunch of shirts that I'm trying to sell, because you know you have to get minimums and it's just so many. So now I can do more small batch stuff. I'm also looking to offer at live shows temporary tattoos. There's a company called Inkbox that makes high-quality temporary tattoos that last longer than just normal temporary tattoos, but they're still temporary. And I want to order some of those because I don't see anybody doing that with my logo and maybe some other symbols like my signature that I put on my artwork and maybe some faces. I want to offer like... I'm hoping that I can get on a certain size, get multiples printed, and then just cut them myself. Because I also got a high-quality paper cutter so that, you know, for prints and all that kind of stuff. So ordered a bunch of stuff to start doing a lot of stuff in-house in preparation for upcoming live events, which I'll talk about what events are coming up at the end of this episode. So I'm excited about that. And did a lot of moving things around in my studio space to make room for storage, for stuff that I take to live shows, for organizing, just because I haven't done that since setting things up and things have kind of been are kind of all over the place. So trying to make everything make sense so it's more efficient. Did a lot of that this week too. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about attention all Ray Taylor Show fans. We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait, head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. As far as the UGC stuff, I'm on a break. Unless somebody offers me something that I really want and it's good money. On a break from that, still haven't done, I have to do it tonight or by 9 a.m. tomorrow. So I might cut it down to the last minute, to redo that Man's Greens one that I did, 2 episodes ago. So, but other than that, I am on a break for UGC stuff as of right now, so I can get everything else I want to get done finished. As far as personal updates, trying to get in shape. So subscribed to a workout app that's all body weight stuff. Because I just want to get, initially, I just want to get, first, I'm completely out of shape. So I need to start simple. And the most important thing is just being able to start a routine. So just finding the best time of day to stop doing other stuff and just work out for 10 minutes. It's not like they're long workouts. And just starting to build the routine. So I subscribed to one that is great. There's like video demos and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see how that goes. I haven't started. I just subscribed a few days ago. And I haven't done a single workout yet because I haven't found the right time of day to do it. I tried this past week. I tried to have it remind me at noon because I figured I'd have all of my social media stuff posted by noon. And then it'd kind of be a good transition between doing that and whatever else I'm going to do in the day. But so far I haven't done it. And that could just be my week is everything else is kind of fluctuating. But that is a goal, which I've mentioned many times on here before, this same kind of goal, but this is my next try. I'm trying again. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll keep everybody updated on that. I did try some new, not really some new recipes. I made my favorite recipe, one of my favorite things, recipes that I got from HelloFresh when I was part of that meal delivery service was this chili verde recipe, and I got a larger stew pot, so I made a big batch of it. Fine, I'd gotten the ingredients a little while ago and I needed to use them, and it turned out so good. It's probably the best I had made, and was the first time I had actually shared it with people. Like, I felt confident enough in my ability to make this recipe to share it, and it turned out amazing. It was so good. So good. So finally using some of my new kitchen stuff, which I like. I'm glad. Like, I wanted a bigger stew pot because the pot I have, like, I was maxing out. I max out when I'm making spaghetti. I'm maxing it out when I'm making this chili verde, when I'm making soups. And it's just, it's too much of a potential for things to go really wrong in a space that's not really a kitchen. So I got this larger stew pot, worked out perfectly. And like I said earlier, I've been reorganizing a lot of things. I got new storage shelves, so new shelving, small little storage unit for the quote-unquote kitchen area. So kind of reorganized all that. I got another shelf system that's got, kind of figuring out what's going over there. And then what's kind of making space and other things, where everything's going to go, right? For storing my paintings or storing live show equipment that I, you know, so I put a lot of the live show stuff close to the door so I don't have to worry. It's just super easy to go in and out. And then stuff that I don't get to very often is stored kind of back behind stuff more, since I don't have to get to it as often. So kind of doing a lot of organizing that I've been wanting to do, one of many things I've been wanting to do. One of the reasons why I'm not doing the UGC stuff. So just making sure everything has a place that makes sense. And also needing to make room for the new printer, which I don't know. Like, I have a space for the printer, but I don't know realistically what it's going to look like, especially having to feed paper through it and all that, where exactly it's going to go. But at least kind of knowing that I have plenty of room of options to put it, and then being able to figure out once it gets here. So I'm excited for that. And then, you know, other than all that stuff, ordering DoorDash, it was so, like, it's hard for me to spend that premium price to order takeout food when the amount is what I spend for groceries for the week. So it's difficult for me to justify spending a week's worth of groceries on a single meal. So it's difficult. Plus, when I was ordering on Friday night, it was like around 9 o'clock, and places, like, I had one, I figured it out. It was closed, so it wasn't going to take a long time. And by the time I finally went to go order it, they had closed. So I ended up getting McDonald's, which I haven't gotten McDonald's in forever. I seriously cannot remember the last time I have ordered McDonald's. I used to, my old life, back when I lived in San Diego, working at Costco, there was a McDonald's next door, and getting their coffee, their iced coffee, was something that was a regular thing. But as far as eating food from McDonald's, I can't remember. Easily over a decade. Easily. So I don't know. It was, and the reason why I was ordering food Friday was because I hadn't eaten anything, and I got a new Instapot to make rice. It also does slow cooker. It does a bunch of things, and I got it to replace a rice cooker that doesn't really work that great. And I tried to make brown rice, which is the tricky thing, which is why I'm getting the other one, just didn't cook brown rice well. There's no way to cook brown rice. It can only cook regular rice. So, and I failed. I completely failed. I did the thing wrong. I didn't have the patience to do it the right way. And so I waited like an hour for this, and it just ended up burning. It was just bad. It was bad. So I was like, I just need to eat food because I got to watch something. I got to try and, like, my brain isn't working because I hadn't eaten all day. So I can't decide on what movie to watch to review on Monday. I also can't decide on what food I want to eat that would justify me spending as much. And McDonald's was probably the least expensive thing. And it wasn't like, I got the, I think, double quarter pounder. The burger was okay. They had free 10-piece chicken nuggets. So got the free thing, large fry. Both the fries and the nuggets were cold by the time they got here. So I popped those in my air fryer for a little bit, which was perfect. Because, like, they were like, it was so disappointing. And then putting it in there, I was like, okay, good. At least it's edible. But difficult. I was hurting Friday night. But we did have some rain, so it did kind of cool down, but it's also been super humid. So it's like, I've been wanting to open up the doors so I can hear the rain, hopefully get some just fresh air in here. But, like, yesterday, through most of yesterday prepping, I was just like, it felt like I was in some tropical place. Just like, it was just miserable. It was miserable. Eventually turned on the AC, the dehumidifier setting on the AC to cool things down and suck the moisture out, because it was like, it was, it's not cool enough yet. But it was like 90 degrees or whatever with humidity. So It is starting to cool down, thankfully, slowly, but I don't know.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspired Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspired Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show.
And my mental health better this week, as opposed to the craziness, the spiral that I was in after the art show last week, but definitely more balanced this week, thankfully. So overall a good week, and starting to get stuff that I've been wanting to get done that has just been lingering on my to-do list, finally getting those things done and starting to get prepared for the show that's coming up at the end of the month, that I'm excited for. I'm hopeful that the wind won't be there, so I'll be able to participate. Seems like a good... I'm just really interested to see how this event plays out, which I'll talk about because it's different than all the other events that I've done. But before I do that, before I get to upcoming events, I do want to mention something that I'm very thankful for, which I am so... It's probably the first time in my life I've had a thing that worked perfectly for this situation. And that thing I am thankful for this week that I want to point out is my new bed and new pillow that I got, right? Finally, no longer tossing and turning out of pain. Like literally for years, I have been sleeping like dog shit because I will be in pain. My shoulder, my back, my hips, something will be in pain, enough pain that will wake me up. Sometimes the pain will be integrated into my dreams. So I'll wake up and I'll have to roll over because I'm in pain. And then that side would hurt too much and then I roll over. I'm a side sleeper. I rarely can sleep on my back. It is not a comfortable position for me to sleep. So I'm no longer tossing and turning from pain. Still tossing and turning now and then, just, I don't know. I guess I'm not sure what it is, at least not out of pain. But quality sleep, finally. Like, I'm feeling so much more refreshed when I wake up and having crazy dreams. Like, this is how I know I'm sleeping better, is that, like, even if I wake up, I will go to and I'll just go right back into a dream, which you only dream if you are in a certain state of sleep. So, like, I am able to get into that dream state so easily, which I love. A little confusing because the dreams may be a little stressful, but other than that, sleeping great, getting to sleep well. By far the best bed I've ever had. The bed I got, the mattress I got, I was sleeping on a cheap IKEA twin mattress, firm for years. I got it when I moved to Denver. I had ordered a full mattress at some point in Denver, but that didn't work out. The mattresses I've had that have been nice over the years, like the one that I got in Denver, the one that I got when I had my condo, they were like the memory foam ones, but like you sank in them too much and they were like heaters. They were just like, I don't know. I liked them. They weren't horrible, but they weren't perfect. This mattress that's like hybrid, it's got the springs and it's got a top thing of memory foam, is perfect. The memory foam doesn't like swallow you up like other memory foam mattresses that I have, but it is soft. It is I think medium softness, which I was doing research, medium to I forget what the term is called, to soft, plush. Medium to plush is what's recommended for side sleepers. So I made sure not to get something that was towards the firm end of the spectrum, which I had, which for people that have that are side sleepers will get pain points, which is exactly what I was having. Like my hips, my shoulders, all that stuff. I would having pain points. Now, don't have any of that. It is so soft. It is way thicker than I thought it would be. So it stands really high. Plus my frame that I got that allows me to store stuff underneath my bed is one of the highest in general. So I literally have to kind of crawl up into bed. Like when I get out of bed, I kind of gravity helps me get out of bed. Like I'm not standing when I get out of bed. I'm already at that height sitting, which is weird. Makes me feel tiny, but the bed is absolutely amazing. So the bed was great, which, you know, one of the first things I got when had the opportunity to kind of upgrade things in my life was upgrading the things to make time more comfortable when I spend doing things. Talked about my recliner last week. Sleeping is the other thing I do a lot that everybody does a lot for like a third of their life. So I was like, I need to get a nice mattress. And thankfully, despite the fact that, you know, you order mattresses online, you don't really know what they're going to feel like. Yeah, they have a return policy of like a year or whatever. But who's like, how are you going to get rid of this? I don't know. Like the hassle of having to return a mattress and going through multiple mattresses getting delivered, that sounds like a nightmare. Thankfully, this one that I ordered was perfect. I needed a new pillow. And there's so many different pillow options. And there was this one that's like, I'm sure everybody's seen it. It's not the MyPillow. It is, but it's very weirdly shaped. It has like wings kind of on it. It's for side sleepers and stomach sleepers. And I'm not a stomach sleeper, but it's got a weird design to it. I was also considering getting the pillow cube because it's for side sleepers. This one is for marketed to side sleepers also. Has like, if I were to describe it, it's got like, so where your neck is, if you're laying flat on your back, right, the part where your neck is more sloped, and then where your shoulders would be are more up and straight, more squared off, right? So, and then if you're laying on it straight back on your back, so where your neck is sloped, shoulders squared off, and then the base of your head, the center of the pillow is kind of indented, right, to kind of hold that thing. And then when you roll to either side, it's perfect because you've got the squared off shoulder. And so it's just one pillow. For so long, I've needed two pillows. One pillow was never enough, and two pillows is usually too much. So I end up getting a crick in my neck so often. Haven't had any problems with my shoulders or my neck all week. It's crazy to finally, at 42 years old, wake up and not be in pain. It is crazy. So I'm very thankful for the pillow, which there's a lot of different versions of this pillow that I got. I also got the one that was on the firmer side because I did research on this too, if I should get a firm or soft pillow. And I got the firmer one because it's more support. The whole reason is to make sure your head is proper alignment with your spine so it's not too much or too little. And the firm one is going to make it so it doesn't sink in and be too little. So I got the firmer one, which is not like, it's not like hard foam. It's still soft, but it's like, it's weirdly perfect. It is weirdly perfect. So I just have the one pillow, my mattress. I'm sleeping amazing. I love it. I'm so thankful to finally be getting good sleep in a good bed. And just like, I love it. I love it. I'm excited for winter to come so I can like actually have blankets. Like I don't even have a sheet. It's too hot for a sheet. And I also got like sheets that are like supposedly cooling or whatever. But one thing I like is that I'm not waking up soaked in sweat, which, like, the old memory foam mattresses and stuff like that would always just be like ovens. So all that stuff, I think it's a perfect combination. It's so rare that you get new stuff and it works perfectly. There's usually like some kind of adjustment where it doesn't work. And for whatever reason, thankfully, my bed, my pillow, I'm sleeping great. I'm not waking up sore. So this week, I am thankful for my bed and my pillow. And if you want to know the specifics of what I got, I didn't spend like, it's not like thousands of dollars for this shit. But, you know, if you want to know, hit me up and I'll let you know exactly what I got. Upcoming events, September 30th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. I will be participating in the Brand Sesh Back to Old School Farmers Market Art Market in Desert Hot Springs, California, in association with the 111 Night Market. This is a 21 and over cannabis event. Admission starts at $20. Free parking. There's general admission, and there's one other tier, and there's like VIP. If you want to go get information on the details of the different tiers of pricing, you can go to my events page, inspireddisorder.com/events. There are links to buy tickets to get more information, but it is a cannabis-friendly event, so there'll be a lot of cannabis brands and vendors and companies that make products in that niche, as well as other artists like myself selling original artwork and crafts and things that they make. There's probably going to be amazing food there as well. So come by, check it out. It is a 21 and over event through Brand Sesh. It's our back to old school events. There's going to be old school music, old school fun, all of that stuff. Go to my website, inspireddisorder.com/events, for all of the details on that, which is taking place September 30th from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. in Desert Hot Springs. There's also a map, address, all that stuff, inspireddisorder.com/events. But most importantly, I'm thankful for all of you listening, watching this show, and for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this show, and to share my journey with you. Finally, my journey. And finally, one great moment in my journey is getting a bed that works for me. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder, where all of these episodes are available in video format. Hit subscribe, hit the notification bell, do all that stuff. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Raise Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.